Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Checkity check, 1, 2, 3, VITB in the house.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Of Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday, everybody. I hope you're as excited as I am. I have no underpants on. I hope you don't either. I'd like to give a little shout out to my early chit-chatters. Thank you so much for joining me here early on in the program. Crappy Airbags did not fall asleep tonight. Congratulations. Cyber Monkey in the house. Psycho Kurt? Is that how you say that? Psycho Kurt? Who else do we have? We have Dead End, EAW. I have no idea what that means. We have E is MC. Which I would imagine is Emmy, our good friend Emmy in the building. Emmy Anon, Emmy Einstein. Oh boy. A couple of guest listeners, and then we of course have, you're going to have to spell it out phonetically in the chat room for me, but I'm going to say Hammurabi's Code? Hammurabi's Code. Is that right? Hammurabi's Code. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Hammurabi's Code. I got it, right? Hammurabi's Code? Fuck yes. Who else we got in here? Hillbilly 865. Welcome to the proceedings. Jackal Anon in the house. Good to see Jackal Anon in the building. It's been a while, Jackal. Thank you for joining us. Keep an eye on Mel for tweeting out the show and also submitting a musical request, which we'll get to momentarily. Oh, geez, we got Karl Barks in the house. Don't anybody pay any mind to Karl Barks. Scarlet Kitty in the house. Hello, Scarlet Kitty. Wow. And last but not least, the Dr. Gonzo Show. Gonzo in the building. Thank you, Gonzo, for submitting some topics that we will hopefully cover this evening. It is, of course, Free Ball Friday. That means no underpants, kids. If you're participating in the show tonight, you don't go pantless. You just refrain from wearing underpants. All right? That's the concept of free balling. And in case it's not obvious, I made a song about it, and here it is. This is how it goes. I'll be right back. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back here with you on Free Ball Friday, not even wearing any underpants today. And I'm happy to be joined this evening by good friends of the show, Emmy and Jackal. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fantastical now that you guys are here. What's up?
About to be smoking some weed.
Marijuana. Okay,
a little marijuana. How are you consuming it tonight? Are you dabbing?
A little
dab will do ya. Now, I'm not sure. You said a bubbler?
Yeah, double bubbler.
Double bubbler. Now, is this like a special bong, or is it a special thing that you attach to a bong?
This rig is made for oils, but yeah.
Dude, once you get sort of immune to the waxes, what's next?
You're fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think you just have to quit after that, right?
Well, you cycle through it. I mean, we don't smoke dab
all day, every day.
We mostly smoke marijuana. But
since tonight is a special Friday night and you guys are on the
and
show.
Friend over too, and so he's smoking with us.
Wait, who's your friend?
Guy.
As in Gee?
As in Guy.
Or we're just calling him Guy. Some guy?
No,
actually his legal name.
Everyone can say hi to Guy.
Hey, Guy.
He can hear you, so.
Oh.
Well, I guess he can hear you, Vince, but he can't really hear anyone else.
Nice. Well, it's good to have Guy in the building as well. And I'm going to bring on another good old friend of the show to join us here. And I'm talking about our good pal, Senor Op No Pro. What's up, No Pro?
What up, No Pro?
Just listen. Hello, Guy. I won't have any problem remembering that.
That's a change, No Pro.
Nah, sure. Stop picking on me. It's awfully early.
You love me, No Bro. Don't even lie to yourself.
Let me start lying. I know you love me. So Crappy Airbags wouldn't get together with me to do a pre-party about 4 hours ago, and he said, I'm up with my kids. I said, give them ether.
I know. I read that. It was so funny.
You know, I caught one of your texts. You said something about 32 channel video, something or other.
Yeah, that's my broadcast network.
Oh.
When are we going to do that? I'm totally down for that.
I'm ready anytime we want to do it. It's 32 channels that you can see at a time.
So what do? We like Skype in or something?
No, we just call it. You just go to a certain website and then you have to register, so you just put in whatever bullshit you want since I own it. Nobody's ever going to get the logs anyway.
Okay.
And I already have a lobby set up. We can set up a Vince in the Bay lobby.
Oh, cool.
You can put a password on it if you want. Only the people that know it can get in. And then I need to just upgrade everybody from 5 cameras to 32 cameras. And then you can see 32 people at a time. And have thousands in the room.
How pro-tech is that for everybody to see your face?
Yeah, right? Come on, NoPro.
I can do it right now. Doing it. Em, you going to make it?
Am I going to make it? I think so. I was just coughing to get off.
I know.
Oh. I know you
I'm familiar with that technique.
Oh yeah.
We have somebody else on the line that is also familiar with that technique.
Fuck yeah! Hurry up and put them on.
Take a guess who this is. Take one guess.
Crappy airbags.
That's right, motherfucking airbags is in the building. What's up, bags?
Please, can we call up Crappy Tires and just have a little reunion, and I can fake an orgasm, and I think he might be 18 now, so it'll be totally legal.
No, he's not. He was like 14 last year.
Hang up on you right away.
Yeah, he's not, there's no way he's 18. He was like 14 last year.
Really? I thought he was like 17.
That's great.
I think you and I are the only two people that are not stoned. Or am I right?
Well, especially you.
I had so much.
We'll smoke for you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. You got. It sounds like you're smoking for us already. What?
No, nope, I had so much in the '60s. I don't need shit.
Our shit's stronger, son.
Yours is nothing.
Same.
That's what CNN keeps on telling me.
Like.
So we want to welcome Crappy Airbags to the program on the panel now. Crappy Airbags, it's been a while. What's going on? Is everybody smoking right now?
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Dude, is that what?
Smoke weed every day.
I'm trying to do a talk show, not a cough show.
Yeah, but we're taking 19-millimeter nail hits right now.
Yeah, it's a really big no.
I think the show's getting DDoSed anyway again, Vince, so we're just going to smoke.
Really?
Oh, am I cutting in and out again?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Really?
You got to switch Blog Talk Radio over to IPv6.
Yeah.
All right, this has been happening to me a lot lately.
Everybody's using Internet Explorer, right?
No, I'm using fucking Firefox, dude.
I'm trolling, bro.
I took a speed test before the show. I think it's something with Skype, because I have no bandwidth issues until I use Skype.
Well, Skype
it is
a government program, so
it is a problem with
Skype. Everybody good?
Everybody good?
Yeah, totally.
It's only Skype I have a problem with. Like, seriously,
yeah,
I did a speed test before the show, and it says I have, like, 16 megs of download speed and, like, 10 megs of upload speed. There's no way I should be cutting in and out at all. That's ridiculous.
Not at all.
Yeah, well.
Patriot Greg.
Life sucks.
All right. Well, you guys will tell me. If it gets really bad, I'll call in with my phone. I did that last night.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's really pissing me off.
You got water in your
phone? No, I'm good.
I think what it is, I don't know if you guys...
Vince, I know who DDoS is the show.
Yeah.
I'll send a DM to you.
All right, please, enlighten me. In the meantime, let's bring on another caller, shall we?
We shall.
All right.
Fresh meat. Yay.
It's a mommy bear.
We're gonna bring on Hammurabi's code now. I like to call him the Hammer though, because I can barely say his name. So the Hammer, you are now live on the air. What's up? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm thinking I should probably get high. I'll do it quietly in the background.
Yeah,
then,
you know, back in the days of, well, I guess they still have terrestrial radio, but studios would be equipped with cough buttons, which was essentially like a mute button that you just held down and it muted you until you let go of it.
So you're like DJ.
What?
You're
What's
a
that?
Legit DJ.
Yeah. He's just old.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Actually, you're both right.
Jacqueline and I all live in Colorado. So
before you were with
our smoking is legal. And you're in California, so you could get high too.
Was this before or after PETA, Vic? Before or after PETA?
Way before PETA, dude. This is
Before yeah. after you were.
This is when I was on, like just when I got out of NOM.
Oh, fuck, man.
NOM?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, I still suffer from flashbacks. That's why I don't have to do any drugs anymore.
But you don't have to do them, but they're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we come.
Well, you know, why don't you spend a couple tours in the bush with Charlie, and then see how you feel about dabbing.
No, thank you. I'll just go to Canada.
Yeah, come on up.
Canada.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Canada.
Well, I'm pretty sure the reason so many people went to Vietnam was because of the draft. Although I doubt I would have to be involved in a draft because I'm a woman and therefore a domestic creature or something weird like the government likes to tell you.
The government does not like pussy.
It doesn't. I don't understand what their problem is. Vagina is awesome.
I would have to agree. I'm pro-vagina myself.
I'm pretty pro-vagina.
Let's go around the horn here. We know that Emmy and Jackal are pro-vagina. Avno, pro? Are you pro-vagina?
I am so pro-vagina, I wear them over my head.
And crappy airbags, how about you? Vagina, pro or con?
Love them. Couldn't live without them.
Yeah.
You're saying that plural.
Clearly.
You're saying plural.
You know, it's really funny because you can create an embryo without a man, but there's no way to create an embryo from just sperm. Science, in your face. Men
that's
don't
a care. Slightly flawed argument there, but
you still have to have your cum. You still have to have my cum.
Well, you have to have some DNA.
Yeah, my
and
cum.
Possibly a stem cell.
Yeah, embryos are good with Tabasco. I will go on the record saying that embryos are fucking awesome with a side of egg and Tabasco.
Scrambled,
of course.
Perfect. Let's move on to Hammer. Hammer, pro, con, vagina.
Very much a pro on the vagina front.
Okay, good. Is it just me? Or is
can't
it just...
even talk about it.
Is it just me, or is Hammer cutting in and out, too?
Hammer's totally out.
All right. Am I still cutting in and out?
You're still cutting in and out. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's internet connection.
It's not my internet connection, because everything else works fine, except for when I Skype into my show. It's just, I don't even want to. What's happening right now is I'm in a fictitious late-night Blog Talk Radio election, and some of the participants who I'm in competition with have friends who are, let's just say,
unscrupulous,
computer-savvy individuals who have, I believe, waged a cyber jihad on me. For the past, 2-3 weeks, because it's really only been since the election.
It must be Jester.
Jester? Is that
no,
me?
No, Jester likes me now. Jester, oh. Jester unblocked me and now follows me.
Wow.
So I don't think it's
Jester.
Special.
How does it feel to be followed by an FBI agent?
Right?
I've done it before. I wasn't followed by Sabu. But Sabu blocked me. Sabu blocked me and then unblocked me. And the Jester has blocked me and now unblocked me. So,
it's typical.
Jester's not one person.
When you're an FBI agent.
I don't know if Jester's following me or not.
I don't really care.
I don't really know either.
You guys know the Jester called into my show last week, right?
What? All right.
Yeah. He called in to announce on air on my show. You can go in the archives.
Did he prove
he called in. We had Schmoop on the air, and he on the air announced that he was teaming up with UG Nazi, and
what?
they were going to join forces. And I don't know what they're going to do, but
that doesn't sound
how,
like.
How did he confirm that it was him?
Right.
He said he was the Jester.
Oh, he said, so you just believe things that people tell you on the internet, please?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I might have to.
It totally sounded like what I thought the jester would sound like.
The jester would sound like Tom Ryan, and I know Tom Ryan's called into your show. I'm pretty sure I've talked to him.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't.
No? Really?
He called into your show. I heard him on your show.
From Crappy Tires show.
Oh, yeah.
From Crappy Tires show. That's right. There was, you guys did an episode with Crappy Tires, and Jackal was the host, and he called in. That's what it was.
Yep.
Yeah. I got a good head on that show.
Hey, Vince, Tom Ryan's actually really easy to stalk in real life. He goes to the Open Web Security Forum every month in Northern New Jersey.
Northern New Jersey? What the fuck?
Well, there you go, folks, if you want to stalk Tom Ryan.
Motormouth News has his full docs.
I miss Motormouth News. I hope he's lurking in my chat room right now.
I'm torn.
With what?
Motormouth News being on the show.
Oh, is he on the show?
No.
Oh.
No. I wasn't just suggesting he was. I just thought I the other day we were Sicko was in here and we were just
first time.
I think he's avoiding the show cuz you guys are here.
What?
Hey, if anybody is on Twitter right now, I'm actually not on my computer. If anybody would tweet Sicko and tell him to please come to the show, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, he thinks that you and Motormouth are too cool for school now.
What? Dude,
yeah.
Sicko has been to my house and slept at my house. Right? I don't know why you would think you're too
That's
cool.
In the past, bro. That's all in the past. You're too cool now.
Oh, fuck that shit.
All right, let's get him to call in. Somebody tweet out to Sicko or Melissa or both of them and tell them.
Yeah, I've never met Melissa, but
yeah.
Sicko was here 420 weekend.
Yeah.
And
oh, typical.
Yeah. Yeah, people come from the Bay to Denver for 420 weekend. We do have the best weed, no lie.
Very nice. High five.
So what else is going on, people? I got submitted. Not only did I get submitted some songs, but I also got submitted some topics that I guess.
Wolfie.
Should... What?
Is Wolfie one of your topics? Wolfie getting banned?
Who's Wolfie and
Wolfie
and,
got
tell
banned?
Me what happened. Tell me. I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Kat, tell me.
All
please,
right, Wolf.
Inform us.
19 is kind of a notorious Anon pedo, and back a couple years ago, he got in a storm. And IRC and kind of tore him a new one. If there's any reason to have you, respect for Sabu, it's that. But Wolfie 1619 or Wolfie Sanans, know him. He's a boy lover.
Okay.
Was posting shit in IRC, apparently. And,
the day
he was in Nashville, either last night or. But there's pics floating around on. In fact, Gonzo made a Hitler. Wolfie got banned or the fuck. Hashtag video, and I mean it's. When he makes it in, he all about it, but yeah, it's good for
all right, dude, hammer. I gotta stop you, man. I gotta stop you. You're cut. You're Patriot Greg. And now, guys, if I get as choppy as that, please tell me, and I will switch to my phone.
Sure.
Hammer.
I'm just a little high right now, so I didn't.
I caught it.
Yeah. Like Hammer, I caught some of that, but you were cutting in and out so much. Do you mind maybe logging off and logging and calling back in, and maybe you can get a better connection?
Yeah, not a problem. I'll quick.
Yeah, cool. So that's Hammer. He's got the inside skinny on Wolfie.
Wow,
actually,
free Wolfie now.
Does
we should really get. Why don't we have
There's more.
Gonzo. Gonzo, why don't you call in and tell us this story? Gonzo is the one that suggested it as a topic. Gonzo is also the one, the person responsible for, I guess, Shadow DXS got banned, apparently.
When?
I don't know. Everybody's getting fucking on the internet. Is getting
when, Vince?
It was a couple days ago. I don't know. Gonzo. Gonzo doesn't know about Woofy, but he does know about Shadow. And no, we have exclusive here. Here it is. Take a listen. This is how it went down.
That Jagallo concert was the shit. Now to self-mutilate so I can fap using my own tears. Hope nobody XSS's my room here. It was so fucked up of Hammy to send me this back scratcher and binoculars to fap with. How did he know I couldn't find or reach my dick? It's almost like he TO'd my webcam. What in the actual fuck just happened? This is fucking bullshit. All I wanted to do was fap to my own tears and now it's a federal case?
Jesus Christ, Shadow. Look at you. You can't even get your pants off before shoving a screwdriver up your ass. You're right. I DID'd to where your webcam index assessed your fat ass here. Now you will tell me all of your Jagalo secrets. You will also tell me everything you know about Nibiru, the Anunnaki, and Neil Brahazer. If you do not comply, I will force you to ruffle shuffle and will try to convince a certain McFags to pry open your balloon knot and as fuck you till you do. Got it? Now quit crying. Stand the fuck up, pull the screwdriver out of your ass and tell me what you know.
Seriously, bro, I have no clue what you're talking about. I don't know shit about Nibiru or the Anunnaki, and personally, I'd love to get a reach round from McFags.
I'll be honest, you fluffy sack of shit. McFags won't fuck you. I asked her to do so, but she told me to go eat a bag of dicks. Holy shit. Are you really crying because a trap won't just fuck your fat ass? I'm done with you. Before you go, you know what you must do, don't you?
Let me guess. Truffle shuffle?
Goddamn right, a fucking truffle shuffle. Get moving, you fucking shitbag. I'm running out of goddamn Go Animate credits.
Fine. But just this once.
Meep, Danny, Sang, Jen, get in here. This fat fuck is actually going to truffle shuffle.
Fuck you, Hemi. You're such a dickhead. Why do you want me to truffle shuffle so bad?
Less questions and more shuffling, you fat fuck. Keep it up and I will make you fucks air a bunny ears and nobody wants to see that.
You win this round, Hemi. If a shuffle is what it takes to not have to fuck Sarah, then so be it.
Woo, I'm still the tag team champions and Shmoop is totally full of shit. Fucking Sarah is cruel and unusual punishment and should never be a prereq for being the TTCs.
Damn right, BFF first class Danny. If you weren't, you know, I would totally cyber with you instead of Blitz. He doesn't even lift and can't dance with glow sticks.
Now, what really happened to Shadow?
What happened to Shadow?
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the video evidence yourself. That's
No. Don't assume anything or I wouldn't be asking.
Oh, I have no idea. Was he banned or?
Well, that's what I just heard.
Oh, yeah, no. See, that's a joke. That,
oh, you know, okay.
It's
that
just
was a great video, though.
Kind of like Danny having to fuck Sarah Bunny, tag team champions. Which, I don't know, it's not complimentary.
It's not. It's really not. Did you guys know she's writing a book?
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
I don't know what she's going to put in it. I mean, unless it's
who knows?
Canons.
You fucked a lot of people. Just saying.
Hey, wait a second. Who's writing a book?
Sarah
Nicole.
Who the fuck is that?
Miss Sarah Nicole.
Who is that?
She's a fucking troll.
She's fucked a lot of
Yeah.
She's hot?
For sure. Like at least five people I know of. Like, that have, like, send
me pictures. She'd probably do me then, right?
Yeah, like, for sure.
Oh, you wouldn't want that.
No.
I gotta have something, dude.
It's not that, I promise.
Dude, she probably would fuck you, man. You have E-Fang.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Wait.
She's but does she have to me first? How does it work?
Guys, she's got her little tahini.
All right. I don't know how I feel about this, Sarah. I'll just take your word for it.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. If you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay with Emmy, Jackal, Opno Pro, Crappy Airbags, and the Hammer in the building. If you want to join us, the number 347-826-7667. Don't be shy. Thank you, everybody in the chat room, for joining us. Ambassador McHugs, thank you for joining the conversation in the chat. Also, Crappy Airbags, Cyber Monkey, Psycho Kurt, Desert Rose. Hello, Desert Rose. We've got Emmy in the chat room. A bunch of guest listeners. Guests, don't be shy. I know some of you are lurking, but you know, other of you might not realize that you can just sign up for BTR for free and get a screen name and come in and talk smack with everybody in the chat room.
On Halloween.
Who else do we got? We got Hillbilly 865. We have John Deere. John Deere. Wow.
Hey.
I enjoy your products. Yeah, what's up, Opno Pro?
No, John Deere. I had seen him in chat a while.
Yeah. Shouts out to John Deere. Oh, fuck. I said I was going to stop saying shouts out. I've been seeing so many old people say shouts out that I am trying to stop using that. I'm going to use big ups for now. So big ups to John Deere. Big ups to Nyan Wow. I hope you were satisfied with your musical selection that I played for you. And thank you for submitting it. Kenoga in the building. Scarlet Kitty. Hello, Scarlet Kitty. Sewell Diaz Belcher. Fantabulous name. What is that? Is that Sewell? What is that? Latin? Where the hell are you? Belcher. Anyway, the Dr. Gonzo Show. Now, Gonzo, your screen name is the Dr. Gonzo Show. Does that mean you're going to do a show? And if so, when is your show? And thank you, Gonzo. I don't know how to pronounce. I can barely pronounce Hammer's name, but I can't. I already figured out how to say X you out. In fact, I got it on the first try. And speaking of X you out. Big ups to X you out for hanging out in the chat room. Call in, dude, if you feel like it. Anybody call in. It's open lines. It's Free Ball Friday. Let it all hang out. Jackal Anon in the building as well in the chat room. Thank you, everybody, for being here with us. Once again, on the panel, we have Jackal and Emmy. Also, No Pro, Crappy Airbags, and the Hammer, and we have a new caller now. Let's get. Thanks a lot, Airbags. Appreciate that. Let's try this caller. A blocked number, unscreened caller. You're on the air. Who is this, and what's on your mind?
Hey, Vince, it's Cyber Monkey. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastical, Cyber Monkey. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How is everybody?
Good.
Oops, I just muted him. You're unmuted. Sorry, man, I hit the wrong button. So what's up? What's on your mind tonight?
Be honest with you, absolutely nothing. I turned around and took the day off from work, and I've been vegging out all day.
Let me ask you this. What do you think of Free Wolfie?
I haven't really been following it too much.
Yeah, me neither.
Pretty busy.
Yeah. Do you happen to know what the truffle shuffle is?
Not exactly.
Oh.
You've never seen. All right.
Well, you know what?
Seen you're Goonies.
Not you're not alone, bro. I can. It's in the Goonies.
I
know,
get it.
But I didn't even recognize it as a reference.
Oh yeah. Okay. Off the Goonies.
Yes.
Okay, okay, all right. I remember that
it's
now.
The beginning part where it's fucking mouse, you know?
Right, right.
No, that wasn't mouse. It was the fat, like, the fat one. I don't, Chunk? What's it? Yeah, it's Chunk. Chunk who does the shuffle.
Sloth Love Chunk. That's all I remember from that movie. And speaking of and Chunks, we're going to go to another caller. We have X You Out in the house. What's going on, X You Out?
Things have to do with each other.
Hello, Tweets.
Welcome to the show, X You Out. What's on your mind tonight?
What's up, bro? Not much. Just wanted to check in. I really enjoyed the show last time and got a lot of positive feedback from it. And, you know, gaining some popularity there. And, good. It's good to see everybody come together and shoot the shit, share the stories we all see. And, you know, one thing I wanted to mention, you just mentioned about this free Wolfie bullshit. Well, yeah. Please,
tell us what you think about that.
Well, I don't know. Half of Twitter pretty much saw how I felt about that after this
All day, I missed your tweets. Catch us up to speed.
Yeah. So basically, you know, word went out that, you know, that sick fuck finally got banned. And then, you know, word started traveling. And, of course, someone has to put the hashtag of, you know, Free Wolfie. And that was from that a non-PR account. And I immediately called them on it. And I said, you know, what is this shit? What are you talking about, Free Wolfie? I said, you know, yes, confirmed, band. And he comes back at me saying, oh, you know, it's going to be the name of an article. We don't condone pedos. We don't. He basically put his foot in his mouth because what half of these people don't do is they don't know what they're doing. They just see tweets.
Wait a second. Half the things they do, they don't know what they're doing?
Well, half the people that said, no, I can't say half.
Sorry, I don't know math, so I'm trying to. Let me get my calculator.
Some people send out tweets, and they read tweets, and it's kind of like a bandwagon that I spoke of before. It's all right, who got arrested? Okay, free this person, free this one, and some of them don't have a clue what that person was arrested for.
Is there a free Charles Manson hashtag out there?
You know what's funny? I thought of that today. I was going to say, why don't you do Free Charles Manson? Honest to God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking that.
It's out there.
I mean, it's just the same deal. They just don't, think before they tweet. And when you call them on it, they go, you're right. And so take responsibility for what you're typing out, you know, what you're putting out for a message. And you're putting out a message of free this pedophile fuck that's been around for a long time. And I've been dumping, you know, thanks to him. He hooked me up with that evil bullshit on Wolfie. I got his logs from before. And, you know, he's a bad, bad character. And he got caught. And it just sickens me to see people gather up and say, hey, free this person, without even knowing what they did.
Hey, what's his Twitter handle, just out of curiosity?
Which one?
Free Wolfie. Or not,
I don't know.
No,
I don't have his Twitter.
Was he on Twitter?
Yeah.
That name sounds familiar. I feel like I've seen it.
Wolfie was around for a long time. He had full admin privileges. He was around the same time as Bert.
Oh. Okay.
He goes way back. A good 3 years that I know.
I don't think I've ever talked to him.
No.
I have.
All right.
Because I asked him if that stuff was true one day and how come he did it.
So what was he was just posting, like, kiddie porn in IRC?
No, he wasn't posting anything in IRC. He was participating in normal conversations. I was asking him why he was being accused of that by everybody to find out from him rather than other people. Was he really doing it? And if so, why? And that was it. The answer was yes, and he had a long explanation. It wasn't just because I like it. I can assure you of that. So, unfortunately, Wolfie's banned. Bummer.
Sucks for him. Is that somebody's phone? Do you, somebody want to get that?
No.
Take a read of what I just dropped in the chat room. That's the that's a very good read on this person, Wolfie, the link I just dropped in the chat room. That'll give you an idea of who we're talking about.
Wow. All right, now I'm starting to get scared. Can somebody hold my hand, please?
It's kind
of gross. Oh, shit.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Yeah, Wolfie can't get me. I'll just do a barrel roll.
What?
Hello? Is this thing on? Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Hey, you're good.
I'm reading. Shut up.
Wolfie, what?
There, there, my boy. Sent by grocery clerks. To collect a bill.
That was for Gonzo.
Sounded like Marlon Brando.
It was Marlon Brando. We referenced...
The 6 million famous minutes. I mean, dollars.
No, we were referencing that film earlier. So that's one of my favorite lines from it.
Apocalypse Now?
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of my favorite all-time movies.
You know, my old friend is in that, Vince.
Which old friend?
My old girlfriend from 72 is in that. She was the Playmate of the Year. They dropped her off of a helicopter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
She was stupid when we were in the... she wasn't stupid. She's a great lady, but she wore the little white cowboy outfit. If you remember
I'll
that.
I'll have to go back and watch it again to really focus on her, but that's awesome. She was hot, man. All the chicks that played Playboy Bunnies were hot, so good for you, man.
Hey,
well, she was stupid when we were together.
Yeah, what's that, Jackal?
Is Airbag still on?
I think he might have passed out, but he's...
No, I'm just muted. What's up?
I was going to ask what strain you're smoking on.
One at a time.
What strain are you smoking?
Master Kush.
Oh, nice, nice.
We had a little
bit of that like a week ago.
Yeah, I don't know. You kids today put fancy labels on everything.
No, our strains are pretty pure.
Yeah, our strains are pretty pure. We were smoking J1 like a week ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have the,
you guys have the legalization initiative on the ballot, right?
Yeah, it'll probably pass.
It looks like it's going to pass right now?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know, dude. We thought it was going to pass here 2 years ago.
So nonchalant here.
Yeah.
It's pretty nonchalant here, too, though.
Yeah, but it's in our Constitution here.
Yeah, that's your problem. You guys didn't get it put into your Constitution, and so the feds use that to raid you. But the dispensaries around here have been getting hit with letters. Nobody's been raided yet, as far as I know, but they've been getting letters, so who knows.
Up a month or so back where the Fed is to all the dispensaries that were within, I can't remember if it's 1,500 or feet from schools or parks.
Yeah.
You're chopping up, by the way.
A bunch of them had to shut down.
Patriot Greg.
But they weren't.
Kyoto.
Kyoto?
This is here they had smoking lounges that were getting shut
down.
Sounds
like Kyoto.
You think that voice sounds like Kyoto?
Sure does.
Oh, it's so far from Kyoto?
Patriot Greg.
Yeah, when you hear Kyoto last.
Kyoto was on the show, oh man, maybe a month ago. He's called
You're
in twice. He's called in twice in the last month. He called in like twice.
Ah, oh, fuck. Say hi to him.
Yeah, I will. He'll show up again. You know, he just when you think you've heard the last of him, he shows up.
Excellent.
So how often do you do these shows now, Ben?
Usually once a week, just Friday. And then when I get a wild hair up my butt, like last week I did one Friday and Saturday.
You think you're going to do one Wednesday?
Wednesday? What's Wednesday?
Halloween.
No, I don't know, maybe.
I can call all fucked up and just tell you my night. You'd be really fucked up, though.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I gotta clear it with my producers, but we can try to shoot for that.
I'm going to the night party Skrillex show. It's gonna be fucking crazy.
Excellent. All right, folks. Hey, we're gonna take a little brickety break here. I'm on with Emmy, Jackal, Opno Pro, Crappy Airbags, The Hammer, Cyber Monkey, and XU Out. If you would like to join the panel, just call the number 1-347-826-7667, or you can also Skype into the show, which I have a very hard time doing, but maybe you'll have better luck. You hit the Skype button and there on the show page, and you can Skype in. So, I wanted to say a big ups to all the chit chatters. It looks like we have Ms. Becker in the house. Hello, Ms. Becker. You're late. Naughty girl. You will be punished for that. But better late than never. I was talking about Patriot Greg. And Patriot Greg, what he does is every show he does, he blesses it. And so what I'm going to have him, I'm going to play here is a little montage, but it starts off first with Patriot Greg himself. And if you don't know what Patriot Greg is, significance is to this whole thing, Patriot Greg is he's another Blog Talk Radio host, hardcore right-wing Christian, talk show host. And, he blesses his show, before he does every show. And so I sampled his little blessing and got his blessing to do so. And from time to time, I like to bless my show with his blessing. And, Patriot Greg, when you hear this sample.
Patriot Greg.
That means you're cutting in and out. Like, we had the hammer on, and he was cutting in and out. And I've been Patriot Gregging a lot lately. So if anybody sees me, or not sees me, hears me Patriot Gregging, please let me know, and I'll do my best to correct it. Unfortunately, that's my little disclaimer. And without further ado, Patriot Greg, would you please bless the show? Thank you.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Cletus.
What's going on?
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was me doing.
Hunger. Ignore Ken Moore.
You should have been more specific.
Hatred, Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh,
my
God. It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Hatred, Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Damn off!
These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch the Bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vincent the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah, right me.
Vince is a slug troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct.
with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarrei
me! Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali, perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti, sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, finale in dal posto.
Finish him!
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667.
Hey,
now
hey,
your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Hey, 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 hey. It's Vince in the Bay, Bay, Bay. Doing it again. We're in the second hour now. I got Emmy and Jackal, who are having a little side conversation, having a little show within the show, it seems like. Opno Pro is in the house. Crappy Airbags is also on the board tonight. It's a modern miracle that that happened. Thank you, Crappy. I don't know what, whether you took 5 hour energy or did some
ether.
Math.
Ether.
Ether, yeah. Whatever you did, thanks for doing it and showing up.
I'm a chloroform guy, by the way. I'm not an ether guy. I'm a chloroform guy.
I couldn't spell it. I didn't have enough area left.
Okay, so you can have more fun with them. Wait, did I say that out loud?
I chloroformed my 8th grade biology partner during the fruit fly experiments and got expelled from school.
Yeah, well, chloroform can kill you.
Nah, you don't. You got to take the rag off before they die.
Well, yeah, but
so you wait till after your cum, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jackal, you are all over this one, boy. I tell you.
Oh, by the way, Jackal and Emmy, that song was dedicated to you guys.
I kind of figured. So.
Yeah,
thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks. We're just raving out over here.
Sweet. Do you have glow sticks?
No.
No. We were discussing about getting gloves, though.
The people in chat are saying over and over they got
problems with audio. Well, your Patriot, Greg, your Patriot Gregging, and I probably am too. No, all you have to do, folks, if the show, like that happens from time to time on BTR, the audio will just go dead. You just refresh the page, and it should come back because we are broadcasting.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's fine. No, it's fine.
It's just Hammy. He can't even tour.
Okay. We lost Crappy Airbags. Crappy, I hope that was a. Yeah.
I don't even mull Tego.
Anyways, also we have, of course, we have Opno Pro, we have Cyber Monkey, we have XU Out, and the Hammer in the house. No audio. Can somebody tell people to refresh the page?
No.
Cyber Monkey. Did you? Okay, Gonzo has.
Yeah.
Gonzo says he's got it now. Good. Yeah, every once in a while, Gonzo, that's this. Welcome to BTR. It's very buggy. And you know, they're trying their darndest. They're trying to make this a business model that's profitable. And you know, it's not the best platform, but I can. It's the platform that I haven't found the perfect platform out there. I don't think I have experimented enough, but I've been able to finesse Blog Talk Radio. To a degree where I can tolerate it. Like I like a lot of the features. They took away a lot of features that I really used to like. But for now, I'm on this platform. but if I keep having these audio problems with Skype and everything, I'm gonna just I might eventually go do a Ustream or live stream show, because I mean, for one, the fidelity's better. But I don't think you can call into those with the regular cell phone or landline. I think you can only Skype into those shows. But
what majority of your listeners do? Do they normally call in, or do they normally Skype?
I would say it's about it's pretty even, but probably more leaning towards calling in on their phones.
Okay.
Yeah. No Pro, you're calling in on GChat or Google Voice?
No, I'm using my Skype right now.
Oh, okay. Because you sound fantastic.
Mine's usually good. It works fine.
Yeah.
You know what? I had the old version of Skype, and it worked just fine. I had no problems with it. And then all of a sudden, one day, I opened it.
And NoPro also uses a mic, right? NoPro, you have the headset, right?
I have the headset and a mic on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a headset and a mic.
I don't, but I think people hear
I'm also going that. Through this M-Audio thing, and I'm wondering if this M-Audio thing has got some sort of glitch in it. But whatever. It is what it is. Like I said, if I start breaking up Patriot Gregging a lot, just let me know.
You sound pretty good.
All right. If so, I'll just shut up and you guys can just take over the show. In fact, I don't even have to. It doesn't even have to come to that. If you guys want to take over the show, feel free to do so.
What do you want to talk about, man?
Okay.
God.
Where's that cocaine we ordered from him?
Well,
I'm not sure.
Damn it. That cocaine is still lost.
Yeah.
You see, what?
Hey, Ms. Becker, you should call in. You haven't called in a long time. Earth to Ms. Becker, call in.
I don't think she's listening to you.
She says she's...
Oh,
okay. Cough. All right, I hope you feel better. Who else can we... try to get in here. Why isn't Gonzo calling in?
Ooh.
He has his own show, bro.
Right?
Oh, he's already on the next level. He's already...
Yeah, he's like, on. I don't need your show.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you just introduced me to Blog Talk Radio. See ya later. That's kind of how I got into Blog Talk Radio. I was on Twitter and some dude was kept tweeting out his Blog Talk Radio show. And after, I don't know, maybe a couple months of him spamming, I was like, all right, fine, I'll fucking listen to your stupid show you keep tweeting me. And it was actually pretty entertaining, and I liked the format, and I was just like, fuck it, I'm going to do this shit too.
Actually, I think that's how I found your show, man.
Yeah. So that's what Gonzo's doing. I bet Gonzo would have a great show. The Dr. Gonzo Show, I already like the name. I think Dr. Gonzo is the Dr. Gonzo show has oodles of potential. So what else is going on? Oh yeah, you know, I was really busy. I've been really busy every day this week, but apparently OPD was kind of chill last night for the anniversary of the October 25th fucking gassing of the Oakland protesters.
Yeah. I didn't see anything on Twitter about it last night.
Yeah.
Not that bad stuff.
So it went pretty... pretty peacefully.
Did you not go down to it, Brent?
No, I'm in Tahoe, bro. I've been in the snow like you. It's been snowing here for, I don't know, four or five.
No.
What's that?
Vince is not in the Bay anymore?
It's not Vince in the Bay right. Technically, Vince in the Bay is not in the Bay right now. Yes.
How long are you in Tahoe?
I've been in Tahoe for a week. I'm going back tomorrow to the Bay.
Okay. When are you coming up to Denver this month?
I don't know. Denver's not really on the agenda, but I could make it on the agenda somehow.
Yeah.
I should do a tour, the Vince and the Bates with the VITB tour.
There you go. We can do a live from our living room.
I'll just I'll do a broadcast for every stop on the tour. It'd be great if I could get like at least all 48 states on a broadcast.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be pretty cool. You know what else is pretty cool? This dude, Flavored Cactus, who's on the line. Let's see what he's got to say. What's up, Flavored Cactus?
Yeah, I'm just bored waiting for my favorite time of the night. I won't mention it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Stopping?
No.
No, what are you talking about?
186-point deuce.
Oh, okay. Flavored Cactus is basically one of Goofy Bone's, number one fans. And he's here to promote Goofy Bone. I don't know why Goofy Bone just doesn't call in himself.
You going to the debate tonight?
Why does he have to have what do they call it, a surrogate? Why does Goofy have to send a surrogate?
He didn't send me. I came on my own. I'm just wondering if you're going to go to the debate tonight.
There's a debate tonight?
Yeah, 186-point deuce. You don't remember?
Didn't he already have a debate?
No.
All right. Is this the last debate? I'm getting sick of these fucking debates.
It's the last debate.
Thank fucking God.
Are you showing up, though?
What time is it?
2 o'clock. Yeah.
2 o'clock?
Eastern.
What time? Eastern. Yeah, my show ends at 2 o'clock Eastern. So.
Goofy hasn't told me who's moderating yet, so.
All right. I don't care who's moderating. I don't really even care about the fucking debate, but I'll be.
Why are you running?
What's that?
I'll moderate it.
Why am I running? Well, I was nominated. I'm not going to deny the people. If the people want me to represent them on late night blog talk radio, I will accept that.
Yeah.
In fair honesty, Vince, if you're running for this, don't you think you should do the show more regularly?
No, I like how often I do the show. I do it on Fridays, and then if I get a wild hair up my butt, I'll do it randomly some night.
I liked it when you did it every night.
Yeah, that was fun. Those were some good times. Those were heady days, no doubt about it. But that was the summer of lulls, bro. That's ancient history now.
In internet years,
that's over 9,000 internet years.
Yeah,
9,000? There's no way that could be right!
Anyways, Flavored Cactus, to answer your question, yes, I'll be at the fucking debate. Anything else?
No, that's all.
All right, later, dude. 347-826-7667 is the numero. Who else?
That went well.
Yeah. We got another caller here who's on the line, but they don't have their hand extended. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio, what you want to do, you press 1. Yeah, if you want to talk, press 1. If not, you hang out. But if you press 1, it will notify me that you want to speak on the air.
Complete your life.
All right, what was that, Emmy? I cut you off. What?
That it will complete your life.
It will totally complete your life. Anywho, don't be shy, caller. There's a caller on the line. If you want to join the conversation, please just press 1.
Please press 1.
And save me from these insane individuals who are on my panel tonight. They're all a bunch of dope smokers.
Yeah. We can talk about smoking stuff. Dope. We're just not talking about anything. What do you want to talk about?
Dope.
What's
smoking
the topic?
Terrors.
I want to talk about the Truffle Shuffle. I've known nothing about it.
I don't know anything about the Truffle Shuffle either.
I don't think you can go very deep with the Truffle.
What?
Do you really want me to link you?
Patriot Greg.
Okay, I can do this.
Let's totally do this.
Lincoln. There you go. If you don't know what the Truffle Shuffle is. That's the Truffle Shuffle.
Oh, yeah, we already went over this. What am I talking about? Fuck, I must be. I must be fucking stoned. Jesus Christ. See, this is the thing. I wish I actually had like an engineer that could take care of all the fucking engineering, and I could just talk because I can hardly stay on topic. But anyways, I cut you off. Go ahead.
What?
You were saying?
You're
talking about the Truffle Shuffle. Yeah, you're talking about the Truffle Shuffle. I put a video into the chat room. In case you don't know.
Barrel roll! Anyway.
Okie dokie. We're going to take another call here. Go ahead, caller. You just put your hand up. You're on the line. Who are you?
Fuck yeah.
No fuck yeah.
Hello, Mike check.
I'm sorry, you're yes. English, please?
Oh, shit, this is Spyko, what's up?
You're who? You're Michael?
Spyko.
Spyko?
Yeah, Spyko. Impli.
Psycho.
Spyko.
Spyko.
Spyko. I like sell mad
company?
Toys.
Spy company?
Yeah.
All right, Spyko. What?
Look at the channel going off.
I'm sorry.
I was looking at the channel. Everybody's screaming Spyko.
Okay.
Spyko. Okay. Yeah, I get it. Spyko. Yeah, what's up, Spyko? What's
not much. I don't know. You know, tiny chatting with trannies and fucking. You know, or,
what tiny chat and what trannies? What am I missing?
Fucking dude, I'll fucking hook you up. I got like the tranny connect, dude.
No, I'm good. I live in the Bay.
Yeah.
Well, fucking, I live in Texas, man.
Well, yeah, you need a connection for that shit in Texas. In the Bay, it's
no, you
everywhere.
Don't. Fucking just bring it from Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah, Brown.
We got the trade here, man. Underground
right?
Fucking sex trade.
American trannies.
What?
I like my trannies built for it, too.
Are y'all making fun of me?
Absolutely not.
No.
Oh, fucking, oh my God. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Oh, dude, have y'all heard of the Blitz?
Fapping? That was a terrible impersonation of fapping.
I do it, you know, very, very, like, you know, monotone. Whenever I come, it's just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I see. I got it.
But do you know, Shadow?
I have a dry sense of orgasm.
DXS? About his band?
I'm sorry, what?
No, go
Shadow
ahead.
DXS.
I don't understand Korean. Can somebody translate?
Yeah, he's asking, do we know about Shadow DXS's band?
Oh
band.
Yeah,
I heard he got banned.
What we do? We covered that earlier, but you know what? We should catch. We're in the second hour now. We should catch full up on that.
Yeah,
about,
I mean,
what about it?
I don't know. I hear he was just doing some crazy shit, right? Like he was hooking up with the wrong people, just doing weird crazy shit on the internet. I'm not
what kind
sure.
Of
I don't know specifically.
We have a video. We've obtained a video by a friend of the show.
Yes, I know Hammurabi.
Hammurabi,
he's a
yeah.
friend of mine. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. He also captured me and Shadow doing some things, and I don't want to talk about that.
Oh yes.
Are you touching
by all means, we will keep that in all confidentiality.
Yeah. It involved a bunch of makeup, and he, you know, I'm smaller than him, obviously. So.
Oh no! No judgments.
Yeah,
not a problem.
Was this before or after the training forum?
It was sort of during, but
okay. That's legit.
Were you participating in the training forum?
Not willingly.
Not willingly.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay.
That's interesting.
Surprise?
Did he offer you Twizzlers?
What?
Did he offer you Twizzlers?
Twizzlers?
Twizzlers? No.
Did he ask you to help him find his puppy? Because...
Yeah, it was lost under one of his fat rolls. The dude's like 300 pounds. Amazing.
Fapping, I get it now.
Huh?
The monotone fapping, I get it now.
Nice.
347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm joined by tonight. My panel consists of Emmy and Jackal, Opno Pro, Cyber Monkey, X You Out, The Hammer, and Spyco. If you have any questions for, hey, why don't we do this? Why don't we questions from the chat room? Questions from the chat room. Anybody in the chat room with a question for anybody on the panel? This is this time is dedicated now to just to the chat room. Who's doing the Barrett Brown impersonation with the typing? Except you're not. You don't have enough bass. When he would do those tiny chats. It sounded like a fucking kick drum. Like each key on his keyboard sounded like a goddamn kick drum on the tiny chat. It was ridiculous.
Now, has anybody been banned while doing an interview on your show?
That's up your game up.
Besides me.
Were you banned during your show once?
Yeah. I also got Chinese bombed on my show live.
Dude.
When you get Chinese, people send Chinese food to your house instead of pizza.
Yeah, I get that. You want pizza?
No, I'm trying to get rid of the handles here. I'm working on it.
All right, so you need like lean food. We got you.
Oh my God, the real Becca is 43 is not wearing any pants. Thank you. We salute you. I salute you.
I'm inside Emmy's pants.
Dr. Gonzo, I am not broadcasting from my iPhone outside Shadow's house. I don't know why you guys give people like that dude attention. Like he's a big fat stupid juggalo. I mean, why bother?
A juggalo.
Isn't that what they call them?
Is that related to a juggalo?
No. The ICP.
Juggalo, yeah.
They're called juggalos.
Yeah.
And they're infesting the internet. There's entire troll crews that are dedicated to fighting juggalos on the internet.
Just want to butt in. I love Shadow.
Go on YouTube and look up juggalos and the Bill Wagoner crew, and you'll get some laughs. There's, you know, there are whole troll crews that just dedicate themselves.
Like Kishu, Bill Wagner crew?
Yeah, that's what they do. They troll on YouTube and they troll on Facebook. They used to troll on BTR. They haven't done it in a long time, thank God. But let's take some calls. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
I would fight.
Oh, Spyco, you're back.
Oh, fuck, I'm back. Nice. This is crazy, man. Fucking technology nowadays.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let me. I get some speed to start. Hold on. Okay, more speed.
All right, we're holding on. What? Go ahead.
No problem.
Right now?
It's nice.
All right, let's take another call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? On screen.
Oh, I'm being serious, man.
Hello?
Yo, it's Danny, the Tag Team Champions.
Oh, Danny, the Tag Team Champion. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
It's great to be here, man. It's great to be here. I don't know if you saw the tweet not too long ago, but Shmoop actually forfeited his Tag Team Champion title to me because I'm obviously superior, heckier than him. So.
Shmoop knew.
Hello? I think you got cut off there, Danny. Go ahead, continue.
Well, I was just saying, it's because Schmoop finally realized that I'm a far superior Hecure, elite Hecure, than he is. So he just decided to go ahead and, instead of facing me at WrestleMania, and decided to go ahead and challenge the Jester, who is much more on his level as a Hecure than I am. So he went ahead and gave me the tag team titles.
Oh. Congratulations. That's great. You know,
it's awesome.
You know, I know you
I mean,
guys.
There's so many bitches
back,
that I've been fucking. I can't. I've been like, dude, bitches love tag team champions.
Why wasn't there a tag team champion during the summer of LOL?
There was no need for it.
There weren't any good enough Hecures then.
That was it.
There you go. I neglected the chat room. Again, the chat room, if you have any questions for any of our panelists, please just type them in. Actually, you know what you do? You personal message me. What you do is you, the way that you do that is you click on the person's name in the chat room bar there, and you just hit private message, and we'll submit your question. We can do it anonymously if you want to submit it anonymous. In fact, I will just read the questions to them anonymously, so they won't even know who the questions are from. They're personal messages to me. So feel free to ask anyone on the panel anything you'd like. We've got a half hour to go, so take advantage of it, folks. I mean, we got Danny, the tag team champion, who just... Danny, is this your first media appearance since you've since Schmoop conceded?
Technically, yes. I mean, I was on a obscure TV show from Zimbabwe. They did an interview with me on there.
Damn it! These guys always get the scoop. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Continue.
Well, yeah, it was just they had some Zimbabwean belly dancers come out and give me lap dances and blowjobs and shit because tag team champions are very rare in their country.
Oh, really? Who are you tag teaming them with?
I'm the tag team champions all by myself because I'm
so
better. I don't need
big enough for you guys.
He plays both roles in the tag team. And Schmoop, I mean, that's like Schmoop is the same way. I mean, he's so good that he can do both roles. All right, we got some questions here. The question we have here is, we'll just throw this out here to the panel. The question is, how is it that when you build one bridge, nobody calls you a bridge builder, but when you suck one cock, everybody calls you a cocksucker? Why is that? We'll start with Emmy.
I think that has something to do with the fact that bridges are useful. They're made to get you from one place to the other over some obstacle. Where sucking a cock is just a
art form.
It makes it totally useful.
I agree, Jackal, by the way. BTW.
Free speech does not equal cock sucking.
All right, cool. Op No Pro, your thoughts?
Well, I guess it is a person.
What question?
How is it that if you build a bridge, nobody calls you a bridge builder, but if you suck just one cock, everybody calls you a cock sucker? Why is that?
Because they're hung up on it, man. We're all bridge builders and cock suckers.
Fair enough.
Simple.
Cyber Monkey, your thoughts? Bridges, cocks.
I'm going to be a little biased about this. I just got to say it like this. You know, if you turn around and you're not gay or anything, you know what they say about cock sucking?
No.
Don't. Yeah. Don't do it.
Unless you're a hot chick with Vince in the bag.
Right. Yeah, that's a different story. We're right. Talking about just a one-sided world here. I wasn't going to elaborate on the rest of it.
All right, let's go to our next panelist, Hammer. Hammer, your thoughts on the question.
I don't know that I have any thoughts on that.
Very well done. Who else do we have on the panel here?
Versus the cocksucker? Was that the question?
I think they're trying to ask you if you're a cocksucker. I think that's what they're getting at.
I think this
person who submitted this question wants somebody to suck their cock subliminally.
I would prefer Vince.
Patriot Greg.
Spyco, what do you think about that? Cox and Bridges, what are your thoughts?
Oh, fucking love dicks, man. Are you kidding me? Trannies, fucking dicks, feed. Oh, I just submitted an exclusive video of me meeting Shadow DXS before the van.
Really?
Pammy happened to catch that one as well.
Pammy? Pardon me?
Hammy, fucking
Hammy.
What are you calling Hammy? It's his nickname. Hammy Robbie.
Yeah, well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I heard Hammy.
See? There you go. Private message.
All right, I'll check it out, dude.
You should. Sure. It's ridiculous.
Excellent. We also have Danny, the tag team champion. Danny, what are your thoughts on Bridges and Cox?
Well, I just find the allegorical nature of that question in and of itself to be shallow and pedantic, but I would think that the real question at hand would be not, you know, to answer the question outright with a specific answer, but to answer it with another question to inquire, well, if you build a bridge, no one called you a bridge builder, but if you suck a cock, they call you a cocksucker, then if that's the case, then in fact, then who was phone?
Alrighty. Thanks for the question. That was an anonymous question. We got another anonymous question here. Somebody's asking, why don't 12-year-olds leave the anonymous name to the professionals? We'll start with Emmy and Jackal. What are your thoughts?
12-year-olds are pretty much free by the internet.
I'm 12-year-old. What is this?
Op No Pro, your thoughts? 12-year-olds pretending to be anonymous, or I'm sorry, you can't. I guess you can't pretend, right? You just start. Yeah, you just start.
Or you're not.
So what do you think about that? 12-year-olds, should they be messing around and calling themselves anonymous?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Cyber Monkey, your thoughts? 12-year-olds, should they be anonymous?
No, I don't think so either.
Spyco, what do you think?
You scared me, man. You scared me. I'm paranoid with this fucking, you know, whole amphetamine thing. Jesus Christ.
It's cool, man. It's cool. Just take your time.
What was the question?
The question was, why don't 12-year-olds leave the anonymous name to the professionals?
Oh, because there's no professional anonymous people.
Okay. Danny, the tag team champion, same question. Why don't 12-year-olds leave the anonymous name to the professionals?
I actually think, unfortunately, he's not here, but if you could direct that question to Discordianon Disco, he'd probably be able to answer it for you.
Why him?
Okay, cool. All right, so that's that question. Anybody else want to send me an anonymous question? You have to do it via personal message. You just click on my name and send me a private message, and I will ask it on the air. Let's see. Do I have any more? Oh, Dr. Gonzo wants to know, not everybody has to answer this, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Why were OPD so nice at the Oakland Occupy Wall Street protesters, or so nice to the Oakland Wall Occupy protesters last night?
They didn't want the backfire.
Okay. Here's another anonymous question. Why do trannies love the Twitters?
They both start with T's.
Okie dokie.
Wrong game show.
Oh, you want to play a game show?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a vote in the chat room. Do you want to play a game show really quick on the air before we finish this thing up? If you support that, press number 1 on your keypad in the chat room. If you're against that, press the number 2. Spyco says 1. And you guys don't even know what the game show is, most of you. All right, panelists, what do you think? You want to play a game show? Emmy and Jackal, what do you vote?
Yes. All right.
Yes?
Fine.
OpNoPro, do you want to play a game show?
Yeah.
Cyber Monkey, game show?
Yeah, why not?
All right. It'll be quick. We'll make it quick. Danny, the tag team champion, are you down for a game show, even though you don't know what the game show is?
Absolutely. I'll probably win it since I'm the tag team champion, though. But, yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
All right. So,
ego bag.
All right. So I'm going to fire this puppy up here, and we're gonna play a game I haven't played in a long, long time, and maybe you've all probably played it at one time or another.
Because you can't anymore. It's Twister.
Yay!
Take a Twister.
Nice.
It's not Twister.
Damn.
Let's see. Do I have? All right. Here it is. We're gonna play my favorite game. It's called Tongue Twisters.
Okay.
It's time for Tongue Twisters with Vince in the Bay. Now say red leather, yellow leather 5 times fast.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather. Okay, for real, here we go. Okay. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Fat frogs flying past fast.
Fat frogs flying past fast. Fat frogs flying past fast.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Say toy boat 5 times fast.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Okay. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. All right.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Shirley shall see the sunshine soon.
Shirley shall see the sunshine soon.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
All right. This is how it works. Tongue Twisters. It's pretty freaking simple. You get three. You'll either get 3 shots at one tongue twister until you. Until you fail. If you can't do it in 3 tries, you're out. You do as many as you can until you get to the end, and then whoever's left will win a prize. All right. So we're gonna start with Emmy and Jackal. Are you guys ready?
Yeah. What's the prize?
It's a surprise.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. All right, here's your first tongue twister. All right, you ready?
Sure.
Charlie chooses cheese and cherries.
Charlie chooses cheese and cherries? Charlie chooses cheese and cherries.
No, actually, that one you only had to say once, and
I think
you got it. Yeah, you got it. All right. All right. Let's try another one. Now, actually, you know what? What we're going to do? We're going to go down the line until we eliminate everybody. So you guys are still in. All right. We're going to go to. I haven't played this game in a long.
Word?
I haven't played this in a long time.
What was the last word, Vince?
What's that?
Charlie chooses cheese and what?
Cherries.
And cherry.
He likes the pop cherry too.
Charlie chooses cheese and cherries.
That wasn't your. that was their tongue twister.
Are you sure you're not?
Oh, well, I was trying to get
it. You did get it right, though. But it wasn't. You get your own. See how it works?
All right.
Okay.
Give me one.
All right. Here's another one for you. There you go. This is for you, Opno Pro.
Lovely lilacs lure Lee to Lonely Lane.
I can't understand the middle word.
All right, I'll play it again. You ready? I'll play it again. Here it is.
Lovely lilacs lure Lee to Lonely Lane.
Lovely lilacs lure Lee to Lonely Lane.
Very good. Okay. Cyber Monkey, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. Let's see. There you go. This is yours, Cyber Monkey. This is your tongue twister.
Mary Mary married Harry Harry.
Very Mary. Mary Harry Harry.
Try again. Are you
there?
I don't
think I heard it right.
Do you want to hear it again? All right, I'll play it again. Here it is.
Mary Mary married Harry Harry.
Oh, okay. Mary Mary married Harry Harry.
One more time.
Mary Mary married Harry Harry.
I think... Nope. Try one more time. One more time. Here, I'll play it one more time so you can hear it.
Mary okay. Mary married Harry Harry.
Mary Mary married Harry Harry.
I think you got it. All right. Okay, Spyco, are you ready?
Fuck, what am I doing?
Huh? Spyco?
What's up? Yeah.
Are you ready for your tongue twister?
No, fuck, I got a tongue twister? Let's do this shit.
All right. Here you go. This is your...
Oh, God.
This is your tongue
shit.
Twister. Here we go.
Oh, fuck me.
Spyco, this is your tongue twister right now.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Oh, fuck that. I'm done.
All right, please. Do you want to hear it again? Sometimes it helps to hear it and then say it after.
I couldn't remember it after the word. Just concentrate.
Here we go.
Let's do this.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Okay. Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most. I fucked up one word. Shit.
Let's see.
I can't do it anymore.
Nope. Try again. That was really close, though. You. I thought you had it.
Fucking nah. I forgot the last part. I'm sorry, everybody out there. Reap sack.
One more chance. Here you go. Spyco, this is your tongue twister.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Okay. Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most. Any noise annoys an oyster.
Yeah. All right. Danny, the tag team champion, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Let me find yours here. All right, here. Ready? Here you go. Danny, the tag team champion. By the way, an exclusive right here on the Vince and the Bay Show revealed earlier that Danny is, in fact, the tag team champion. Schmoop conceded earlier, and he's here to share us that breaking news, and we're really grateful to have him here. I'm sure you're going to nail this. Here you go. Danny, the tag team champion, this is your tongue twister.
Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie?
Okay, so I go now?
Yeah, can you repeat that?
All right, okay. I am the tag team champions. I am the tag team champions. I am the tag team champions. I am the tag team champions.
Ooh. Try again.
I am the tag team champions. I am the tag team champions. I am the tag team champions. I am the tag team champions.
Oh. Sorry. More try.
That can't be wrong. I'm the tag team champions.
You get one more shot. Try it one more time. Here.
I'll
play it one
more
time. Maybe you didn't hear it right?
Okay.
Here we go. Here it is. Here's your tongue twister. Try it one more time.
Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie?
Can you imagine that I am the tag team champions, I am the tag team champions, I am the tag team champions, I am the tag team champions?
Got it. Yeah, very good. Wow, I was a little worried there for you, Danny. It was really close the first two times, but you nailed it. That was great. Okay, Hammer, do you want to try this? Hammer, are you there? Do you have yourself muted? Hello? Am I muted? Can anybody hear me? Is this thing on? Oh, wait, hang on. Opno Pro, is this thing on?
Yep.
All right. Hammer, try back. Okay, we're running out of time. We got 10 minutes left. I think I'm just going to – everybody got that, all of theirs correct. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to – do one more final round, and if we don't get actually, you know what? I'm just gonna give everybody a prize. Fuck it.
Yeah,
she's all got them right. This is kind of actually boring as shit. But hey, you guys agreed to it. You said you'd do a fucking
5 minutes with Shadow.
What?
5 minutes with Shadow. What a shitty surprise.
Oh, whose prize is that? Who wants that prize?
The one you're giving out.
Oh. Is that what you wanted your prize to be? That could be a prize.
Fuck that shit.
Okay. I'm going to bring everybody back on. Spyko's here. Cyber Monkey's here. No Pro, Emmy, Jackal, Danny the Tag Team Champion, Spyko, and the Hammer's back. The Hammer, did you get a chance to do a tongue twister?
I did not.
All right, let's get you a tongue twister. All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
There you go.
Please, Paul, pause for applause.
Please, Paul, pause.
Patriot Greg.
Please, Paul, pause for applause. It's all crackly as fuck.
What, mate?
No, I think we actually, in between the breakups, you actually got it through, I think. So I think you got it.
What?
Jesus Christ, you guys all...
What's going on with my shit?
Yeah, man. So, all you have to do is give me the nearest metropolitan area where you'd like to collect your prize. And I'll tell you what your special prize is. We'll start with Emmy and Jackal, obviously. I know where you guys are located, so I'm going to tell you what your prize is. Where'd I put that prize?
You shouldn't miss it. It's fucking 300 pounds.
What?
300 pounds. You can't lose it.
You guys are in Kansas, right?
We're not in Kansas either.
Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore. Okay. I've found the right folder. Let's see. Your prize is a free fish. You win a free fish.
Cool.
Where?
It up in Southeast Denver, though.
You're glad you fished
me. I don't even know what kind of fish it is, but there you go. Congratulations, Emmy. Jackal, there's your free fish. Let's see. Off Hillsboro. What major metropolitan area you'd like your prize sent to?
America touches Canada.
America touches Canada. Crap. That would be Maine.
Can't tell you that.
How about Minnesota?
We'll take that.
All right, let's do Minnesota. All right. Rochester? Is that good for you?
Sure.
Rochester, Minnesota.
Canada.
I can get to Rochester.
All right. Okay. Perfect. So, no pros. Well, and this is going to come in very handy for you, no pro.
Okay.
You are going to win some firewood. There's a big pile. Cut 4-foot-ish. Also, branches that are cut, and you must take. You must take all of it. You have to take every single piece of it. And it's you need to pick it up down there in Aota, outside of Rochester, Minnesota. It's at 119 Second Street. And please let us know you are here so we can show you where it is. We'll remove post when gone.
Man, I'll be smoking all winter.
Yeah. So here you go, free firewood for you. On show. Boom. Making dreams come true.
No, we got with a fish.
Yeah.
Cyber monkey. Give me a major metropolitan area you'd like your prize sent to. Or picked up. No, major metropolitan area.
Let's go with Baconville, Massachusetts.
You people and your fucking bacon. So you're a masshole, huh?
No.
All right. I'm thinking Western Mass. Let's see. Can you make it to Western Massachusetts?
Of course.
Perfect. You just won some yellow vinyl siding. You pick it up in Massachusetts. There's a bunch left over. Yellow siding of different lengths, 3 to 10 feet. Also some corner pieces of J-channel. This came off a house a part of a shed, and you need to email ahead of time. Again, this is yellow vinyl siding in West Mass. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Tweet
that. Now I can hide my grow room and make some killer AK-47.
That'll complement it brilliantly. All right, who else we got here? We got Danny, the tag team champion. Give me a major metropolitan area you might be to pick up your prize in.
Well, actually, I want to go ahead and donate my prize to the UG Nazi Fund for Children with Cancer, located in Ecuador.
You give them Ecuador. Or
Ecuador.
You
okay. I got Puerto Rico.
Particular DNA.
Well, we have a center there, too, so.
Oh, you have a center in Puerto Rico? Perfect.
Yeah, that's for the Children with Lupus, UG Nazi Fund.
So they're going to be with.
You're breaking up.
Hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Is it working?
Yeah,
hello?
You're breaking
hello?
Up.
Hello?
Son of a bitch. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
No. Yeah.
Your shit's fucked up.
What?
My shit's
hello.
Fucked up.
Oh
yeah,
shit,
like,
it's fucked up.
Warren Zevon style.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it sounds better now.
You fucking sexy bastard.
All right, here we go. You know what the new G-Nazi fund is going to get? A pup.
Sofa?
A puppy.
A puppy?
A puppy?
Oh, that's awesome.
Is it alive?
So the Puerto Rican headquarters of the new UG-Nazi Children's Fund is going to get a puppy. I think that will lift the children's spirits.
It's a cute puppy,
very
too.
Excited about that. That's very noble of that, Danny. Thank you. Spyco, did we pretty do you?
Oh, no, man. I just am sitting here eating the Nutter Butter.
Oh, sweet. I love Nutter Butters.
Fuck yeah, man.
Give me a major metropolitan area you'd like your prize to be picked up at.
Fucking Houston, Texas, son. That's what's up right there.
Houston,
Texas. Not a problem.
You see what?
Not a problemo.
Did you say you see? Are you fucking telling him stuff about me, woman?
Woman?
Woman.
You want to do something about it?
Same time that you're on this call?
Oh, no. That wasn't me being angry. It's just my, you know, alpha talk.
Your alpha talk? How about I just get it over with?
Sounds like a little bitch to me.
Sounds like a little bitch to me in the background and shit.
Yeah.
I'm in the background.
Shit,
you sound like a bitch.
I don't have my laptop open. There's no need to have two laptops open.
Bro, do you lift? I fucking lift. You don't, all right? So fuck off. I'm fucking lifting right now. I'm eating a Nutter Butter in one hand, and I'm lifting with the other. What up? What the fuck's up, dog? You don't know shit about me. You don't know shit about me.
I will tell you what's
now
up.
Now it's finished to Jerry Springer.
I will tell you what's up, Spyco. You have just won some landscaping rocks, which are basically just broken up concrete. They're free rocks, concrete rocks. There is no rebarb in it. And thank you for participating. God bless. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Let me go ahead and boom, there you go. Spyco, we're gonna get really quick. Hammer, what's metropolitan area you want to pick up your prize at?
Denver.
Denver?
That'll do.
All right. Let's see.
Fuck yeah, Denver.
Yeah, is this in the same file as theirs is? Over here. Okay, is it Kentucky?
What am I getting, Kentucky?
Yes.
What are you going to do with Kentucky?
Yes.
You're
going to
play Monopoly.
You can bring it back to Denver with you. No. No, you're not going to luck out and get free fish like the other kids did. You're going to get a free toilet.
Wow. With the
That'll
water.
Be all right.
There you go. There's your free toilet.
I'm going to put that in my lawn, Vince.
Perfect.
Turn it into a fountain. It's going to be classy.
Oh, man. I can't wait. All right, dudes. This is what we're going to do here. Before we sign off, I want to go around the horn, get people's final thoughts. I want to, first of all, thank you for participating in that ridiculous tongue twisters game. But hey, it killed some time. Really quick, Emmy and Jackal, any final thoughts?
What?
Can you not?
Hey.
Hello?
Dozen things. Rabble, 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 rabble.
All right, it's your show right now.
Oh.
Thanks for having us on. We wish you did this more often, and we love you.
Yeah, Vince. We love you. We want to love you so deep. We got the lube for it.
Oh, wow. I'm starting to get moist. No Pro, final thoughts.
Good show. Good show.
Sweet. Cyber Monkey, final thoughts.
I think we got like the perfect zen for the prizes from the game show, and that like now we can serve up some smoked fish.
in my grow room while it's being fertilized.
Sweet. Spike, I'm sorry, Danny, the tag team champion, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I'm the tag team champions, and actually Shmoop has been IMing me. Actually, Shmoop wanted to ask Jackal a question.
What?
Oh, go ahead.
He wanted to know what you think of his doxing skills.
Personally, I only think he's done on me, and I have been doxed, as everybody knows, and he still gets my name wrong, which I think is hilarious.
Okay.
So it kind of sucks.
So, yeah, I'm going to say it sucks. But I've only seen my doc, so I don't know if he's better on other people's docs.
Okay, well, that's all I have for that. Just want to give a shout-out to my homeboy, Friendly Smoker, Meeps, Spyco, that was hilarious, and everybody over at ReaperSec IRC, even though I'm not ReaperSec, I hang out there. And that's about it.
Right on. Thanks, Danny. Spyco, final thoughts.
Fucking Shmoop, this guy. This motherfucking Shmoop guy. I fucking love him. I love that Shmoop.
Sweet. Hammer, final thoughts. Oh, wait, I have to unmute you. Go ahead. The Hammer, final thoughts.
I'm going to take...
Sorry, Hammer, you're unmuted now. Go ahead. Final thoughts. Hammer? We lost the Hammer. Oh, well, he can't call back in either because we're in overtime. One more caller here. Go ahead. Caller... you got in at the last minute. Who are you, and what are your final thoughts?
Listen to me! Yeah. I hear someone say that they were the tag team champion?
Hold on, he shows on the thought. Hold up.
Oh, yes. Danny, the tag team champion, is here. He, Shmoop, the god, conceded to him, and we just revealed it on the show.
Well, you tell Mr. Tag Team Champion that he now has a date with Destiny. Whoa! He has a date with the Nature Boy.
Bring it on, bro. Woo! Bring it on. You're like 80 years old, bro. Hell in a Cell, WrestleMania, XXX.
You don't think I still got it? Space Mountain may be the oldest ride in the park. Oh, but it's
don't
still...
sing it. Bring it, bro. What? Grandpa.
What? You want some of me? Listen to me! Listen to me!
Anytime, any place.
You want a piece of me? Still cage! How long are you having? Woo! Woo!
Oh,
how long are you having, Paul? Woo!
I'm sorry.
Don't rub some Geritol on yourself and calm down there.
Woo! Woo!
Right. That's
Woo!
That's Nature Boy. He's a regular. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I really appreciate it.
Don't
Big
you
up.
Play that damn song. Don't
Thank you, Andy
you
and
play
Jackal,
that damn
Top
song.
Pro, Cyber Monkey, Daggy the Danny. Sorry, Danny the Tag Team Champion, Spyco, and unfortunately,
don't you play it?
And unfortunately, Nature Boy. And this goes out to
don't
you, Nature Boy.
You play that
it's the song. Enjoy. Good night, everybody.
No. He's playing it! He's playing it!
Bye.
loves men.
Down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're gonna take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Surprise, nigga!
Thank you, very nice.